Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Professor Barry Shoup. Professor Shoup is the professor, the former executive director of the NICD, professor emeritus of virology at Wits University. Good afternoon, Professor. How are you doing?
Good afternoon to you, Paul. How are you?
Oh, good, thanks. We're hunkering down. You know, we got the stormy weather outside. It's nice and warm and humid in the studio, and I think we're generating a bit of buzz and excitement today. And speaking of the buzz and excitement, the same story we spoke about yesterday, the big breakthrough relatively that for COVID-19 and all we've been slogging through under lockdown, the Pfizer vaccine, 90% efficacy. Is it a breakthrough?
Yeah. This has received a lot of publicity and a lot of hype. Look, it is certainly great news. There's no question it's great news. And I thought I'd give a little bit of the background to it. You know, Pfizer is a very large pharmaceutical company based in the States, and they've partnered with a much smaller biotechnology company called BioNTech, which is based, in fact, in Germany. And they are one of two companies, which are two manufacturers, I should say, which are using a very novel form of COVID vaccine. It uses the RNA of the virus, the messenger RNA. Remember, the RNA carries the code for making the protein. And this vaccine is injected into the muscle of the arm. And this RNA then gets into the muscle cells of the person who's been vaccinated and then makes the protein, which then stimulates the immune system to make antibodies to protect one from infection. So this has never been done in humans before. This is the first time ever. And obviously from a scientific point of view, it's stimulated a tremendous amount of interest. So what they've analyzed now is the what we call the interim analysis, the temporary analysis, the meantime, halfway analysis of this trial, of the phase three trial of this particular vaccine. The trial, this phase three of the trial actually began quite a way back in July 27th, and they enrolled a large number of people, 43,538 volunteers. Most of them in the States, but also internationally, in fact, including South Africa. South Africa is one of six non-United States sites. They're also ethnically, racially diverse, but they didn't do elderly people. They didn't do people with comorbidities. I'll come back to that just now. So it's a two-dose. One gets two doses of the vaccine, of this experimental vaccine, separated 3 weeks apart. And some 40,000 of the 43,000 had received the second dose. Now, the final analysis, what they're really aiming for, and of course you must remember the people conducting the trial are doing it blind. They don't know who gets the vaccine and who gets a placebo. But what they're looking for is confirmed cases. They're looking, in the final analysis, they're looking for 164 confirmed cases, who obviously have got the infection, to see, well, has the vaccine protected as comparing it to the placebo arm. The interim analysis, they were initially looking at 32 cases, but they then increased it to 62. And actually, when they did the analysis, they in fact found there were 94 cases. Now, the analysis is done by a completely independent committee. It was not the people who were conducting the trial. Not the manufacturers. This is completely independent. There are experts who comprise what's called a data monitoring committee, or DMC. And these are statisticians as well as experts in the field of vaccinology. And when they analyzed where these 94 cases were, comparing those who got the vaccine and those who got the placebo, they found that over 90% of those cases were in the placebo arm. In other words, the vaccine was over 90% protective. Now, this analysis was done 7 days after receiving the second dose. Another very important thing is that it appeared to be absolutely safe. There were no side effects. So this is very, very positive news. And they're taking it forward. They're waiting now until probably the third week of November. That'll be 2 months after the start. And then they're going to apply to the FDA. That's the licensing authority of the United States, the Federal Drug Administration, for what they call emergency use authorization. What that means is that they've shown that this vaccine is very effective and is also safe. And if the FDA approves it, then it can go through to license. But you must remember that, of course, this is not been the data has not been peer reviewed. It hasn't gone to a peer review publication. It's really just the companies announced. So one has to be a little bit cautious until the peer review scientific evaluation comes out, looking critically at the data. But hopefully, I think they will come. In fact, this vaccine has been quite remarkably effective because initially they were looking at quite much lower degrees of efficacy in the 60s and 70% kind of range rather than 90%. So it's an interesting vaccine. They've been using messenger RNA. It has a bit of a problem though because it needs to be stored at a very, very low temperature, minus 70, you know, these ultra low freezers. And that does give a bit of a problem even in developed countries, let alone in developing countries. So this is a bit of a technological hurdle that will need to be looked at. The other problem, of course, they haven't looked at the people that are really vulnerable, the elderly and the comorbidities. That needs to be looked at as well. As I say, one is very optimistic, but a little bit cautious as well.
Thank you very much, Professor Barry Shoub. That is Professor Barry Shoub with a lot more details. I think the take-home message is that this is a big breakthrough. We're very excited, but there are logistics hurdles. To have to store the thing at minus 70 degrees Celsius will be a logistics challenge. Maybe they'll give us the IP and let us assemble it in South Africa, Dominique. That would be nice.